The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining us. There's a story that we are just getting information on about Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Now, keep in mind that Brett Kavanaugh, there was a deranged person outside of his house a few weeks ago who said he had plans to murder Brett Kavanaugh for his upcoming decision on Roe versus Wade. He said he wanted to change the course of history. That's what this deranged nut said. And now we're getting news that Brett Kavanaugh was forced to leave a D.C. steakhouse, Morton's, with his security detail after pro-abortion protesters were harassing him during dinner and telling the manager to throw him out. Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this. It's to be expected that she did not, condemn the protesters. That's only something that us Republicans have to do. Reminds me of the caller the other day who was still harping on me about January 6th. I have to disavow everything. And a Supreme Court justice can't go outside of his home safely, can't go to dinner with his family without being harassed, and that's okay. Sarah Huckabee Sanders goes to a restaurant and gets harassed. That's okay. Steve Scalise gets shot at a baseball field. That's okay. Rand Paul gets his ribs busted in. That's okay. Because there's passion involved, and that's what matters. Kavanaugh was eating dinner this week when activists showed up at the venue. They told the manager to kick him out, forcing him to escape via the back door. And it comes amid nationwide fury at the Supreme Court for overturning Roe versus Wade. This is from the Daily Mail, which Howie points out. Sometimes they write it up with a very liberal slant. This is the latest incident against Kavanaugh, and it comes less than a month after a man was charged with turning up at his home and threatening to kill him. You won't be hearing too much about this. I mean, when someone tried to kill him, it barely got a headline at CNN. So I can't imagine him getting forced out of a steakhouse is going to be of too much concern for the journalists in the news. Hey, by the way, Jerry, did you see the interview between Tucker Carlson and this guy, Ben Smith, that was all over Twitter? It wasn't on Tucker's show. It was like at an event this guy was hosting. I think he's of the New York Times, maybe formerly of the New York Times. And Tucker just, if you haven't seen it, I will retweet it. So follow me on Twitter at @G_Curley. I'll retweet it. It was phenomenal. He was trying to paint Tucker as a white supremacist, as a racist, like all liberal talking points. It wasn't based in reality. It wasn't based in fact. It was based off how he felt and how people online feel. Some people say that, .. That's the sign of a 2022 journalist, is when they start something with, people on the interweb say that you're a racist. Can you respond to it? And Tucker handled it so beautifully. It was really entertaining to watch. The guy just tried to steamroll Tucker, and Tucker was like, dude, I'm giving you responses here to your questions, and you're not even listening. That's sometimes when you're arguing with a liberal, and this drives me really crazy, because I love when people call in and push back on me. A lot of times, if you can make a convincing argument, I might not agree with you, but I'll see it a little differently. I'll add a little nuance to what I'm feeling. Maybe you make me think twice about what I'm saying. But this reporter, this Ben Smith, He was the classic Trump deranged liberal in the sense that when Tucker was talking, he was not listening. He was in brick wall mode. Do you know what I'm saying? Like a robot where he was getting ready for his next thing. Okay, we'll move on from that. And then I'll go to the next question where I ask you again if you're a racist for this thing you said. He shows like an 8-second cut of Tucker talking about the great replacement theory. And Tucker said, every Democrat ever has bragged about this. You're showing 8 seconds from Media Matters. But it was really something to see. And the media just continues to purposely drop the ball when it comes to the coverage of this White House. However, I will say that something that's getting increasingly hard for them to ignore is the financial issues that people are facing right now, the struggles of Americans all across this country due to inflation, and what some people are thinking is going to be an upcoming recession. And I want to play some of these cuts, Jared, because there's a whole section of my cut sheet that is from places like CNN, where people are actually being critical of the Biden administration. Let's start with John King. And John King brings up something that we're going to start seeing a lot of. He's totally right on this. Remember way back when, Jared, when Joe Biden was going to Georgia, and I believe he was going there to compare everyone to Jim Crow and Jim Eagle and Jim Crow on Eagle's wings, and talk about voting rights and how awful everything is.
This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
And talk about how because Manchin and Sinema wouldn't back up his ideas that they are racist and terrible people. Well, when he was there, there was someone who was notably absent. The governor of Georgia, our future president, Stacey Abrams. And her reasoning behind it was a scheduling conflict. And this raised some eyebrows for people because if you are a rising star in the Democrat Party, which when I think rising star, I think Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke, two people who can't win elections to save their lives and yet are going to be our future presidents. If you are a rising star or a shooting star or whatever you want to call it, and the president comes to town, the president of your party comes to town and he wants to see you, he wants to get on stage with you, typically you would jump at that chance. But what we're going to start seeing as the months get closer and closer and closer to November is that people are going to have busy schedules. People are going to start coming up with excuses. What's your go-to excuse, Jared, when you don't want to go to something?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I have a whole bag of them.
I would have to say that I
want to spend more time with my family.
Oh, you want to spend more time with your family? That's a nice one.
Yeah.
That's a classy one. That's a politician one. Yeah, I usually say, I got a work thing. And people say, isn't your show from 12 to 3? And I say, yeah, but something came up. And that's it. But people are going to have to get creative because if the president comes to town, you can't say, oh, I have a doctor's appointment. Sorry, I forgot. Oh, you know, I'm at the grocery store. I missed the time. This is John King from CNN talking about this new phenomenon we're going to start to see.
President, please do these things. He does them and they're not there to cheer him on. Hit the road more is one constant request from Democrats. Hit Republicans more is another. And yet, as the president did just that, hit the road and hit Republicans missing from his event, the Democratic candidate for Ohio governor, Dan Whaley, and the Democratic candidate for Senate, Tim Ryan, both cited scheduling conflicts. Our great reporters are back with us. I think we should get used to the term scheduling conflicts. Is that going to happen? I mean, you know, Democrats say, Mr. President, please do these things. He does them, and they're not there to cheer him on.
You know, in Tucker's interview that I was just talking about, he had this line where he said, self-pity is the root of misery. And I immediately thought of self-pity is not good box office. In this case, I do have a little bit of pity for Joe because he's like the last man getting picked for dodgeball. No one's showing up to his party. He's like, he's throwing this party and no one's coming. He's just him in the punch bowl and a big gallon of melting ice cream. Maybe Willow the cat, but she's been increasingly busy lately. She might not be able, she might have to cite a scheduling conflict. Hey,
has to check her meowlander.
Jared, she might say, listen, I really planned on going poop later in my litter box. And that takes up a whole lot of time, Joe. I'm sorry. Catch me next time, though.
I'd love to be there, but this paw's not going to clean itself for the next 4 hours. So.
Yeah, and it's just really not good for my brand. I'm as you go down in popularity, I'm going up in popularity. So with all due respect, I'm going to have to pass. But the other topic that's not polling well for Joe Biden, of course, is the economy. And he keeps blaming Putin's price hike. Karine Jean-Pierre is also continuing to go with this over and over again. Let's actually play Karine first. This is Cut 28.
Why do you think it is that 88% of people in this country, polled by Monmouth, think the country is on the wrong track?
So I'll say this. The president understands what the American people are going through. He understands that gas prices are high because of Putin's tax hike, because of the war that Putin, the brutal war that Putin has taken on in Ukraine, and their brave fight to fight for their democracy. That's what we're seeing here. And also the food insecurity, the food cost has skyrocketed. And that's why the president has done everything that he can to blunt those high prices.
All right. Now, even on CNN, Audie Cornish is calling BS on this. This is Cut 20.
Even the economy, to some extent, you've heard Biden say this is Putin's fault. I think that excuse is sort of wearing thin with people across the board. There is this sense that he's not quite getting where he needs to go.
Yeah, and Harry Enten, who's becoming my favorite breakout star, he's a rising star over at CNN in my book. He's the senior data reporter. Listen to what he had to say about the polling on the economy. This is Cut 21.
But here's the thing that I think is so important. It's part of a larger economic context, right? It's not just about gas prices. It's about inflation as well. And right now, how are economic conditions? 85% of Americans say that the current economy they rate is only fair or poor. That's the worst since 2012. And looking forward, the economic outlook getting worse. 77% say it's getting worse. That's the worst since 2009. So the high gas prices are part of a larger economic picture where Americans are really not happy at this point.
Yeah, and the Daily Mail has a piece out where a financial expert, not that any of us listen to the experts anymore, is giving tips on how to save money. And I'm going to share it with you. And maybe you guys can share some tips with the rest of the audience. 844-500-4242. We got a lot more to get to today. Also an update on Gavin Newsom. And we are going to talk about the Rhode Island state senator who was twerking on the beach. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he is the best at what he does. You guys are going to love Dr. Houghton. He's awesome. He's incredibly kind. He's very diligent. He loves what he does. He's very passionate. And he fixes your teeth and your smile. But what he really does is he builds your confidence. When you have a smile that you're proud of, when you're not, you know, trying to hide your teeth while you're talking, it builds confidence in your professional life and in your personal life. When you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes a lot easier and a lot better. It's a new year. You have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. If you've thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called, do it now. I'm telling you right now, you want to have an awesome summer. Finish the summer off with an awesome smile and go into the fall with a smile that you're proud of. So this year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. They're conveniently located off of Route 3. They have plenty of parking and you can reach them at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. I'm going to read you some of these hot tips from the Daily Mail about how you can tackle inflation just like Joe Biden is. We'll be right back with the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Every other indicator outside the labor numbers show a slowing economy with high inflation, but you look at the inflation data and inflation has been shifting from goods to services. That's concerning because services inflation tends to be, more stable, more inertial. You look at things like trimmed mean or median inflation, those have actually been picking up. even while some other measures have come down. So when I look at the price data, yeah, all the volatile stuff had been raising the inflation rate to 8, 9, 10%. That's going away. But all the underlying core stuff, that might be hardening and getting worse.
Yeah, that was Jason Furman from he was a former Obama economic advisor, and he's just talking about how we are not even at the point yet where I think we've reached the peak. I think we're just at the beginning of this, which is very scary. A lot of people are predicting a recession, but you can take comfort in knowing that Joe Biden doesn't think that's going to happen. The same guy who told us about the 17 Nobel laureates and how they say that inflation is transitory, he's not worried about inflation. He's not worried about a recession. What is he worried about? That might be a better question.
This climate crisis?
Joe, what keeps you up at night could be the question. Well, at the Daily Mail, they have some tips and tricks for their readers on how to tackle inflation all on your own. Financial experts' tips on how to tackle soaring costs as she warns America is in a recession. Now, here are a couple that jumped out to me, Jared. And if you want to chime in here, you know you're welcome to. She urged Americans to plan out their shopping trips, to cut the fat from their outings, and to force themselves to save at the pump. That was the one for me that was most interesting. Saving at the pump.
How do you force yourself to save at the pump is my question.
Yeah, because to me, and not to sound like the Biden administration and say, listen, I don't have a choice in the matter. I'm not in charge. And Joe Biden did try to tell the mom and pop gas stations to lower the prices right now. I'm shocked that didn't work. Did they?
Those greedy mom and pop gas stations sending their oil to China from the strategic reserves.
To the companies that Hunter Biden is divested in. Invested in. He hasn't divested yet. Is there any update from those gas station owners? Did they take Joe Biden's advice? Because he truly did sound like a tin pot dictator when he was saying, lower the prices because I said so. That's why. But when I was reading this, story, I was thinking, what can I do to cut back on the gas prices? Like, what can I do? What can Grace Curley accomplish in that sense? And it was interesting. It said, to contend with the rising prices, you need to take a full assessment of what you need, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, instead, she advises her clients to only fill up their gas halfway once a week whenever possible. This feels like Shaq when he was explaining.
This is the Shaq theory.
Can we pull that up in case people don't remember? She says this helps cut back their costs because they know their travel is limited and they have to plan out their trips accordingly. In other words, you know, you fill up half your tank and you're forced to not go as far because you just can't. Let's have Shaq.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend 80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend 80, right? When it gets to half, you put 20. Then when it get back to half, you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting 20 in, and it'll be 80, the same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
We need to get Shaq in the White House as part of Joe Biden's panel. I think between Shaq and Jennifer Granholm and Pete Buttigieg, we should have this wrapped up within a week, I would say. But yeah, she says she also warned drivers not to go out of their way to find the cheapest gas station because when you're driving all around the nation trying to find cheaper gas, guess what, Jared? You won't believe this.
What's that?
You're spending gas trying to find cheap gas.
What? But the gas is cheaper in North Dakota. Why can't I just drive there to get cheaper gas?
I have to say, these experts, man, I know they get a lot of grief from people. But personally, I think that they're doing the Lord's work. I have a hot tip for everyone out there. Listen closely. If you want to save $15 and maybe use that $15 towards gas money, when Nancy Pelosi sends you fundraising emails, put them in your spam folder. How's that? Stop giving money to Democrats. How's that? That will save you some money. And if you want to win $50 for gas money, you can go to gracecurlyshow.com and enter your email. Totally free to enter, and you could win $50 worth of gas. Congratulations today goes to Stephanie, who won $50 of gas from the Grace Curley Show. And Howie draws a winner every day as well. So if you're not winning on my show, you could win on his show. And around we go. When we come back, I want to talk about twerking. Because I thought it was out. Just when I thought it was out, twerking's back in. Don't go anywhere.
If you put 20, then we'll get back to have you put 20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping putting 20 in it. It'll be 80, the same amount of gas.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
It's time for the twerkulator. It's time for the twerkulator. I'ma shake what my mama gave me. I'ma shake my money maker. It's time for the twerkulator. 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 Jay-Z, I'm fly with it. C-I-T-Y with it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. If you missed the twerking story that took the world by storm, let me give you a little bit of an introduction. A Rhode Island state senator, according to the New York Post, is getting ridiculed for posting a campaign video of her twerking upside down in a barely there bikini. Democrat Tiara Mack used her official district TikTok page. I think that's the first problem right there, is that she has an official district TikTok page. On the 4th of July, to post the saucy clip of her shaking her booty while in a headstand on the beach. Vote Senator Mack. Someone can be heard saying. The state senator advertised the clip as a promised senator thirst trap at Block Island. It's racked up more than 70,000 views, with one admirer saying, I need to see more politicians doing this. Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Oh, Grace is going to give some lecture on how, you know, there's no, I don't want to say politeness, but there's no decency anymore in politics. I'm not even going to go into that. My real issue with this, beyond the fact that she's a politician who's in the sand twerking, is that I thought twerking was a thing of the past. And lately I've been seeing it pop up a little bit more. I thought we moved on from it. I thought it was a little choogy. For people who don't know, choogy is that's a word meaning kind of passe. It's kind of over the hill. I didn't think twerking was still a thing so much. So I was surprised by this.
Maybe she's bringing it back.
I guess. And
that's her platform.
Another person asked in the comments, how many nip slips were allowed? This is the state of politics in America in 2022. It's not good.
I have to disagree with that person that wanted more of this. I do not need to see Chuck Grassley twerking. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. And I don't need to see all these people TikToking. I think TikToking is something you can leave to the TikTokers. They have their place in politics. Biden invites them into the White House. But politicians don't need to be TikToking.
They're policy advisors.
And you know what? If anyone's going to be TikToking in this administration, it's going to be Joe Biden. He's appeared with the Joe Bros. He's done his fair share of viral things for the TikTok. Okay, so stop trying to step on his turf, or his twerk, I should say. Also, just an update as far as Democrats go. Governor Gavin Newsom, we reported on this story yesterday. It's pretty interesting. So there's this list of states that are banned from state-funded travel in California. And Montana is on the list before their supposedly anti-LGBTQ laws. And so naturally, just to rub salt in the wound and to remind everyone of his constant hypocrisy, Governor Gavin Hairgel Newsom decides that where better to travel for a vacation than one of the states that he's banned. So he went to Montana. And this is where it gets kind of interesting, okay? So there's this woman, Emily Hoven. She's from Cal Matters, and she broke the story about the traveling. And Democrats are getting increasingly more, if it's even possible, more sneaky about not confirming nor denying stories. And so Newsom's staffer, Anthony York, told Hoven, this reporter, that California doesn't legislate where people vacation and that the travel ban only applies to spending state funds, which is true. He told her that the state is not paying for Newsom's travel. So I know what you're probably thinking, Jared. So what's the problem? You know, well, first of all, if you're gonna ban it, even if it's for state-funded travel, if you're going to be the person who bans it and who heralds this idea of banning it, then the least you can do is not go there. That's the very least you can do. It's not requiring you to be some sort of brave, decent politician to adhere by the rules that you're you know, demanding everyone else follow. French Laundry. It's becoming a trend with Gavin Newsom.
Can't be expected to practice what he preaches, Grace. Come on.
Rules for thee, but not
Come
for
on,
me.
Man.
But here's the key. So this Anthony York, this staffer, says, well, you know, it's only for state travel and the state's not paying for his travel. But when the reporter followed up by asking if the state is paying for Gavin Newsom's security, Anthony York, Mr. Tough Guy, Mr. Clapback, suddenly the Willows got his tongue. He replies that the office doesn't comment on security, so they can comment on state travel, but they can't. You know why, Jared? Because we can't jeopardize sources and methods. We cannot jeopardize the sensitivity of the investigation. So he can comment when he thinks that, you know, he's gonna shut down this reporter. He's gonna clap back on this reporter. But then when she follows up and says, oh, that's all well and good, how about the security? Oh, no, we can't comment on that. Oh man, that's a private matter.
Stop asking inconvenient questions.
So that the Times gave Anthony York a wide runway on which to land his excuse plane. This is from Red State, by the way. And what they got was this. While California did not pay for Newsom's Montana trip, the state did pay for his security detail. Anthony York, a spokesman for Newsom, said the trip was very much a personal and not political one. His kids are visiting their grandparents for his daughter's birthday, as they do every year. York's snide answers to Hovind were just about balancing transparency and security. York denied that Newsom's office was being coy about his whereabouts and said that the office was trying to balance transparency with safety. On the security side, the law explicitly states there is an exemption for public safety, and the governor has to travel with security. I have a way where you could have avoided this entire Charlie Foxtrot. Don't put them on your stupid banned list. How's that? The issues that they make for themselves by doing all these ridiculous virtue signaling things is so unnecessary. They're unforced errors. No one's requiring you to be the enemy of Montana. You decided to do that and you can't even follow it. You know who's been following the rule in California more than the governor? Grace Curley. I think, you know what? I don't want to get on my soapbox here. Move it over to the left and I'll hop on. Hold on. Let me get on it here. Okay, here we go. I think that based off this information we have, I have done more to stand up for anti-LGBT, or I guess I should say for LGBTQ communities, than Gavin Newsom. Because he, by going to Montana, is supporting what he claims are anti-LGBTQ laws. And I have not done that. And there's another person who has done more than Governor Gavin Newsom. Howard Lawrence Carr. And there's another person. Jared Diglio. In fact, I've never been to Montana. So I think just based off that, I'm doing more to support this stupid travel ban by Gavin Newsom than he is.
I lived in California for 13 years. I never once went to Montana.
That is because you are not an anti-LGBTQ monster.
I am an ally.
Yeah. That's all I can say. By the way, that whole thing about the public safety exemption, these are the exemptions. Red State did a good job with this. There's all these exemptions. And then, you know, for the protection of public health, welfare, safety, to participate in meetings or training required by grant or required to maintain. Blah, 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 blah. And then it gets to the bottom. The exemptions all pertain to travel that is required for a certain purpose. Well, clearly, whoever wrote this at Red State doesn't understand that for Gavin Newsom's kids to visit their grandparents for his daughter's birthday, this is considered necessary. This is required. This is the pancake breakfast. We do it every month.
They were visiting grandparents, so members of Gavin Newsom's family are not allies of the LGBTQ status. What is going on here? There's much Gavin Newsom must answer for.
There's, you know, when you think about all of the hypocrisy that surrounds Gavin Newsom, it really is, and I don't think I've used this word this week, Jared. Do you have a account going on breathtaking?
I do not believe we've had one this week.
Do I have the green light?
You do.
It's breathtaking how hypocritical he is. I mean, the one that comes to mind, obviously, is the French Laundry. But remember when his kid was at a camp without a mask on and he was making all the other Californian kids go to camp with their masks on? This guy is just a walking jerk. He's Marie Antoinette. And it makes sense. He's got that, like, through marriage relation to Nancy Pelosi. He's only learning from the best. But when it comes to just making up these ridiculous rules and then not following them, no one does it better than Gavin Newsom. Totally separate note here. CNN employees are having a meltdown under new management as ratings sink. This is according to also Red State.
That's the truth.
That is the truth. A well-placed source told the New York Post that the problem is we are not a neutral country. The ratings are getting worse because they are taking out all the bells and whistles. CNN's ratings are as bad as local news ratings. Somewhere local news people are saying, hey, don't lump us in with CNN. We do.
Go there.
Don't put that evil on me. We did nothing to deserve this. New management is not freaking out, but everyone else at CNN is. They want to fix the shows first, but they don't realize the shows and ratings are connected. Hold on. Did I read that right? New management doesn't realize? New management at CNN doesn't realize that the shows and the ratings are connected? They need to bring in some experts because we are not in the TV biz, Jared, and I know that. Do you know that?
That seems like a pretty standard rule of broadcasting.
And in this article, they talk about how the ratings have really taken a hit since Fredo Cuomo left. Chris Cuomo, primetime.
It's an infamous fake.
Yeah, when he left, I mean, he must love reading this, that ever since he left, they can't recapture the magic that was Fredo Cuomo.
They were wrong before they were right.
They were. And you know what? Just a tiny little addition to this story, if you didn't see, Andrew Cuomo was with Billy Joel in the Hamptons over the July 4th weekend. So if you've been sitting around worried about Andrew Cuomo, what he's been up to, he was enjoying a nice little cookout at Billy Joel's house. So all is
okay. Legoland, Legoland, Legoland.
All is okay in Cuomoville, which is, that really helps me sleep at night. 844-500-4242. I think we've hit everything I wanted to hit in this show. It's been pretty jam-packed. A lot of headlines. And we are going to get to Howie Carr when we come back. So don't go anywhere. Oh, one other thing I wanted to mention here before we go. There's the story that I had mentioned briefly yesterday about the New York City bodega worker. This guy who, a man came into a store with his girlfriend. They were trying to take things. The man started to attack him. He, in self-defense, stabbed the suspect, and that person died, and now he's being charged. I did just read that the judge lowered the bail in his self-defense case, so he was able to get home. But this just shows you. It shows you the absurdity. It shows you the complete absurdity of what's going on, that the guy who's working at this shop defends himself, and he's the one who's going to end up in jail. Just ridiculous. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Right now, they're having a BOGO offer just until Sunday, July 10th. That's this Sunday. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code Howie Grace BOGO. That's discount code Grace BOGO. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Democrats are waking up to their party's ineptitude?
That's a very good question. No, I do not.
66% of the audience now believes no, they are not.
I think they're waking up to Joe Biden's ineptitude, but they think he's inept at, you know, accomplishing all their pie in the sky dreams. We think he's inept at everything. And so there lies the difference. We'll be right back with Howie Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. Visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howard, there is no shortage of news today, really across the world, but give us your take on what happened earlier this morning with the former Japanese prime minister.
I don't know anything about Japanese politics, but I just know that once again, he was portrayed as this ultra-nationalist by NPR, not just NPR, but also by CBS. And, you know, if only he had been a leader of Al-Qaeda. You know, or ISIS, you know, then they would have called him an austere religious scholar, you know.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
You get a very nice obit if you're part of a terrorist organization.
Or if you're Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. That.
Otherwise, good luck.
Right. If you're a democratic leader of a first world nation, forget about it.
Howie, there's a lot of talk about the turnover in this White House. They brought in Anita Dunn. They've brought in other people, but no one seems to be able to kind of stabilize what's happening behind the scenes. What do you think is, who do you think is running the show is my first question.
I don't know. I mean, I heard you ask that question of Jack Posobiec. And I know someone who knows some people that work for the Secret Service. And this guy in the Secret Service had told my friend, he said, I don't know who's running the show, but I'll tell you who's not running the show. It's the two people at the top. I mean, I think we all know that, right?
Yeah, no, I would agree. And Kimberly Strassel, I've cited this piece several times, and if you guys want to check it out, it's on Howie's homework and Grace's recommended reading. But she has this interesting take on it, which I've seen before, about how is no one getting fired? I mean, really, every single person in this administration has been a complete and utter failure. And they're all just hanging around until they decide to leave.
Who are you going to bring in? Who is going to improve it? I mean, the Democrats have no bench. They and anybody who's any good. I mean, there's nobody in that cabinet. Very few of them have ever actually had a job, let alone run a business of any kind.
Well, you just had made reference to our interview with Jack Posobiec. What did you make of the idea that Joe is still currently going to Hunter for so much of his geopolitical advice and wisdom?
Well, I don't think Joe has any real close friends, do you? I mean, I know he keeps saying my close friend this and that, but he can't remember their names.
He had
so
this really,
what does that tell you about his relationship?
He had this really, really close friend a while back, but they had a horrible falling out. You might know him by his name, Corn Pop?
Mr. Pop.
Mr. Pop, yeah.
Yeah,
but things
Pop.
Didn't end well for them, so yeah. It's sad.
Corn Pop
really.
Was a bad dude.
And then there was the guy who called him Joey Baby.
Yeah, and he's since passed. So I don't know who Joe is going to. But if it's Hunter and Jill, then we're in for a wild ride. All right, everyone, Howie Carr has a great Friday show planned for you. So do not go anywhere. We'll be back Monday. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Joey Baby.